This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. The Supreme Court last night uploaded on its website an in-house inquiry report into the alleged discovery of huge cash at the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. The inquiry report, submitted by Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay, contained information about official communications stating that 4 to 5 semi-burnt stacks of Indian currency were found. In a statement on Friday, the Supreme Court had said the Delhi High Court Chief Justice had initiated an in-house inquiry against Justice Verma, and separately there was a proposal to transfer the judge to the Allahabad High Court. The 25-page inquiry report uploaded on the Apex Court's website also included videos and photographs of the firefighting operation at Justice Verma's residence on the night of Holi, 14th of March, during which the cash was recovered. Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, has constituted a 3-member inquiry committee to probe the allegations against Justice Verma. He has also directed the Chief Justice of Delhi High Court not to assign any judicial work to Justice Verma. In his response, Justice Verma has stated that no cash was ever placed in the storeroom, either by him or any of his family members. He said, the allegations of cash discovery at his residence clearly appeared to be a conspiracy to frame and malign him. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export effective from 1st of April. The Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the Rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market price in the coming months. The Directorate General of Goods and Services Tax Intelligence, DGGI, has blocked 357 websites of illegal or non-compliant offshore online money gaming entities. The DGGI has intensified its enforcement actions against offshore online gaming entities. The online money gaming industry comprises both domestic and foreign operators. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the submission deadline for the online application forms of Common University Entrance Test, CUET, undergraduate 2025 till tomorrow. The CUET UG 2025 is tentatively scheduled to be held from 8th of May to 1st of June this year in computer-based test mode at various centres across the country and in 15 cities abroad. The nation is paying homage to great revolutionaries of the Indian freedom struggle, Shahid-e-Azam Bhagat Singh, Shivram Rajguru and Sukhdev Thapar, who were executed at the Central Jail in Lahore on this day in 1931. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to the great freedom fighters on their martyrs' day today. In a video message shared on social media platforms, Mr. Modi recalled their fearless pursuit of freedom and justice.
आज इतने वर्षों बाद भी अमर शहीद भगत सिंह, राजगुरु और सुखदेव के बलिदान की गाथा देश के बच्चे बच्चे की जुबान पर है। शहीद दिवस पर मैं देश के लिए अपना सर्वस्व न्योछावर करने वाले सभी वीर वीरांगनाओं को कृतज्ञ राष्ट्र की तरफ से भावांजलि अर्पित करता हूं।
नेशन इज रिमेम्बरिंग ग्रेट फ्रीडम फाइटर डॉक्टर राम मनोहर लोहिया on his birth anniversary today. Paying tribute to the veteran leader, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, described Dr. Lohia as a fierce freedom fighter and an icon of social justice. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said, to make the Fit India movement a success, the people in the country must include regular exercise and cycling in their daily routine. The minister was speaking after participating in the nationwide Fit India Sunday on Cycle campaign at Lucknow this morning. Indian basketball team has qualified for FIBA Men's Asia Cup 2025 after registering a thrilling win over host Bahrain 81-77 in Manama last night. And that's the end of this news bulletin.